They turn mundane digital communication into something heartfelt, a rarity in our crowded inboxes. This makes every email an anticipated event, rather than an intrusion, a feat that Amazon's massive operations rarely achieve. Let's switch gears and chat about community. The bakery absolutely loves its customers, and it shows. They feature stories and pictures of their customers enjoying pastries. You can almost taste the croissants just looking at those photos. It's a cool little community vibe that makes you feel included. Amazon's approach? Well, their emails speak to everyone, and sometimes to no one in particular. You don't get that cozy community feel. The bakery doesn't just share delicious treats. They share stories of neighbors and friends, like Lucy from just down the street, savoring her morning croissant. Every story is a slice of life that celebrates their customers' joy, turning each email into a tapestry of community engagement. Such personalization is something Amazon's one-size-fits-all newsletters cannot match, as their mass-market emails often lose the warmth of human connection. All right, let's delve into the magic of personalized messaging.